because you can handle the truth.
Well, there was a man from Alabama who was a legend in his own time. With a broken heart, he rambled hard and he only seemed 29. Well, his voice was gold and his words were his soul, and he rode this hellbound train. Now the Montgomery clay his body lays, and they speak his name in vain.
Well, he's an outlaw, an outsider, alone and dying.
All right, folks, we're back. Incendiary Radio. I figured I might as well read this. Russell Weiner, Russ in Golden Cloud, Russ Weiner, born 1970, American businessman and political fundraiser. Weiner is the son of Michael Weiner, better known as conservative radio talk show host Michael Savage and Janet Weiner. He is the creator of the Rockstar energy drink. Weiner is also the founder and CEO of his own company, which is based in Las Vegas, Nevada. In 2014, he entered the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans at position 249 with an estimated worth $2.5 billion. That's good old Michael Savage's boy. So let's see here. We got to get into some of this stuff. Let's get into some of the stuff that's coming our way, and then I'm going to open the phone lines up in a little bit. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 5 real quick.
Read that Orlando was long overdue. Cleanse your community of the filth that gives decent gay men and women a bad name. These people were walking diseases, bug chasers, and thank God for AIDS and 911, and now Orlando. They state, yes, San Diego, you are next. Now, San Diego PD, Lieutenant.
Something happened there, Mr. Producer.
Well, a Craigslist ad has been spotted, and it's basically threatening an Orlando-style massacre in San Diego. Emily Thode for Channel 10 News reports that police are now investigating an online threat of violence to San Diego's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community. It said, "You're next." Yes. We need more Orlandos. You can see that. Look at that. The gun. Wow.
Okay, so you can stop it there. So now we're seeing, folks, this angle now of, you could call it copycats. You could call it whatever you want. But now you're seeing all these gay pride parades and gatherings are going on over the next couple weeks. Ours here in St. Louis is next weekend. Chicago's next weekend. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but the mainstream media and so forth and the police are saying that they're going to beef up, patrols, blah, blah, blah. Now, I found this from Dr. Kevin Barrett today, and this is over on We Are Change. Manufactured terrorism, the Orlando-Santa Monica connection. Now, you remember that Gay Pride LA thing where they busted this guy, James Wesley Howell, kind of a crazy-looking younger guy. Let's see here. Both trained by the CIA with four others in Virginia in shooting and explosives, each one part of a three-man team, one for Orlando, one for L.A. Omar is sacrificed to make the mission look like a lone ISIS shooter killed 50 people. James gets lost in Santa Monica and is arrested by Santa Monica PD, who find guns and explosives in his Indiana vehicle. James tells SMPD everything about his CIA training and that Omar was supposed to get away. The FBI show up and take over the case and tell Santa Monica PD to keep quiet. Santa Monica PD reports it all. Your government did Orlando stop talking about Muslims, gays, and guns. This is a false flag event. Sources within the Santa Monica Police Department claim that James Wesley Howell, an Indiana man who was caught with explosives and weapons on Sunday morning, told the Santa Monica police that as many as five people were involved in planned attacks on gay communities in both Florida and California. According to the LA Times, Santa Monica Police Chief Jacqueline Seabrooks initially said on Twitter that the 20-year-old Indiana gunman, James Howell, told one of her officers that he was arrested that he wanted to harm the gay pride event. However, after the FBI quickly took over the case, the Santa Monica police spokeswoman, Saul Rodriguez, indicated that Seabrooks was mistaken and offered that the Santa Monica detectives who are working the case are not aware of what the suspect's intentions were at this point. The official version of this story released by the LA Times falsely claims that on early Sunday, Santa Monica police received a call about a suspected prowler who was knocking on a residence door and window about 5 a.m. On the 1700 block of 11th Street, blah, blah, blah. Patrol officers responded and encountered Howell, who was sitting in a car registered in Indiana. So basically what they're saying here is, you know, that they're tying these two things together, and it's, you know, there's a lot of, let's just say, let's get into this part here. When questioned about the other four people involved in the plot, Howell was only familiar with the first names of three of the alleged suspects, naming his contact in L.A., Dan, and two or three contacts in Florida, Omar and Brandy. Speaking of the suspect killed in the Pulse Bar massacre in Florida, Howell stated, Omar was not supposed to be killed. They lied to us. Omar and Brandy were supposed to get away. And then this is all stuff that came out of what he was being questioned. We were familiar with each other through an online fundamental Islamic knowledge seminary course. We were recruited through the course and trained together at a camp in Virginia. We were taught how to shoot and make bombs. Everybody knew their part. Something went wrong. Before the officers could further question Howell, agents working for the L.A. office of the FBI quickly swept in and took over the case. Santa Monica detectives were never allowed to talk with Howell. And so, you know, it's over on We Are Change, and it gets deeper and deeper into this stuff, but it's quite fascinating. Let's see here. So let's get into this, and I just wanted to tie that in because I found that, and I'm like, well, it's kind of interesting. Let's go to clip number 8, Mr. Producer, and that's about Crisis Cast, which was mentioned earlier.
Well, look what we have here, Crisis Cast. In a crisis, revert to training. For those that missed it, there was an interesting bit of information that came out of G4S. Not only did this Orlando shooter work for G4S, a company that is the largest on contract shipping these illegal immigrants across our country, but it looks like this Crisis Cast is partnered with G4S, and not only G4S, many other companies around the globe to help provide crisis actors. For those that just don't want to see it, this is real deal. And one of the things that jumps out at me more than anything is the fact that almost every key witness that we've gone over, including the shooter himself, was involved in acting or directing. So 4 to 5 key individuals right out the gate connected to some kind of acting background, and we come to find out that G4S specializes in active shooter drills. They help you build them from the ground up, the exact situation that we witnessed. Now, I want you to pay attention to their clients here. They are based out of London. But in case you see any of these other agencies involved in anything else, maybe you'll think twice about what's really going on. And there you can see G4S. All these other ones, you may see something that I'm not aware of here. If you guys can make a connection between any of these other businesses here and staged events, let me know. We've got to let it be known and get the word out here.
All right, you can stop it there. So you're basically getting the gist of that. Now, it keeps getting weirder. There was a singer who competed on Mexico's The Voice dies after being critically wounded by a gunman who shot him in the head 3 times outside his Chicago studio. And that's in the Daily Mail UK. So now you have this Christian, Christina Grimmie gets killed in Orlando right there, cocktailed with the Orlando incident. And now you just had another person connected with this thing called The Voice, all these singers, and it's bigger than American Idol, I guess, type of thing. My mom watches it. She DVRs it, and sometimes when I go over there to visit, she's watching that crap, and I'm just like, whatever. But so you got two people from The Voice murdered with inside of a week. So that's kind of an interesting angle there. Mr. Producer, let's go to clip 7, and this is the UN ratcheting up the gun grab rhetoric.
They're now pressing for more robust gun legislation. Yes, that's one of them right there, that gun grabber. Now, according to Patrick Goodnow for CNS News, they are reporting that the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the United States on Tuesday to enforce more effective gun control measures in the aftermath of the Orlando terrorist attack, dismissing as irresponsible pro-gun propaganda the notion that firearms make societies safer. Okay, all right. If that's the case, Mr. UN, then please disarm all of your troops. Disarm them all. Send them in with slingshots or rocks. I mean, seriously, what kind of logic are you presenting? And of course, why does the UN have anything to say? The UN can take a hike, as far as I'm concerned. Really? The UN's going to tell us? Bunch of communists? Really? This guy can just...
All right, so you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Here's the problem, folks. The UN is gaining power. The power structure of the planet is giving the UN more teeth. You've got the Strong Cities Initiative. You've got all of this stuff, Agenda 2030. It, folks, they're not going away. The UN is getting more powerful, unfortunately. Now, people can say the UN can go pound sand, but they go say that to a small country like Somalia or all these places in Africa, Katanga, all these places where the UN has came in and butchered their people. I served under UN auspices as a young man when I was in the Marine Corps. Blue helmets all over the place, white tanks, armored personnel carriers running around in Somalia. And we were basically, this was right before you had the entire Michael New incident where this kid refused to put on any UN insignia on his uniform. So I was like on the tail end of when they really started to really push that. And that was under Bill Clinton and Al Gore. These guys, they were much more pro-UN on the exoteric, on the surface. Now, Daddy Bush, He was a big UN guy, but he kept it hidden. Daddy Bush was a decorated Navy vet, and the Republicans they're much more, let's say, anti-UN on the surface when they're with the entire global agenda, but they present to the American people that they're the patriotic, sovereignty protecting, nationalistic types. But then when you judge them by their fruits, what they do with all the trade agreements and all these other interlocking international agreements, the Republicans are as big as globalists as anybody else. Okay, so this is the psyop that people like Ted Nugent fall into, or Charlie Daniels, or all these big figures on the right. They think that getting a bunch of Republicans into office is somehow going to pull us out of all the New World Order crap, and it's not. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, all these guys, they're staunch internationalists. Now, Trump has a few, let's just say, glowing parts about him rhetorically. Now, we'll have to see if Trump ever does get to sit in the Oval Office, whether he lives up to his word or not. And that, you know, like I always say, presidents, when guys are running for president, they're allowed to say anything they want. And then they get the come to Jesus speech when they get sworn in. And then the invisible government flexes its muscle. And then these guys, most of them probably fold up, you know, very easily like a lawn chair. Kennedy was probably the last one, and probably Reagan when he first came into office, and then they popped his butt. But after that, Reagan, everything that came out of the Reagan administration was pretty insidious. But Kennedy lost his life because he did not want to fold up fully to the shadow government, and that's why they made an example out of Kennedy. So let's do this, and here's a pretty alarming one. Let's hit clip six, Mr. Producer.
Is something big on the horizon? Well, a report has stated that FEMA has quietly activated their civilian corps. SHTF reports that FEMA just quietly activated its hush-hush civilian corps last week, and the message began with, quote, "That was the very odd message about FEMA that came into my spam box at work." They said the message was titled, "FEMA activates its hush civilian corps. Why now?" The email was signed from Neshama, a Jewish nonprofit disaster preparedness corporation. The screencapture has been archived at the link below. It's something to think about that could possibly, what could go down in the U.S., or is this just a normal training situation? Now, the article raises the question. They think it seems like strange timing, right before Bilderberg, or coincidentally, or not, right before our government and the mainstream media are reporting the worst mass shooting in American history in Orlando, although there have been many other mass shootings, they state. Now, they also write, is FEMA and Homeland Security preparing for something to go down that the rest of us are blissfully unaware of? Now, this is a big question, okay? A big question here. Because, look at, we just had the Cascadia Rising exercise that took place. Cascadia Rising, if you don't know what that is, you can go back into our channel, you can look it up. FEMA and all the agencies in the Pacific Northwest were planning for 10,000 minimum deaths, okay? 10,000 minimum deaths in the wake of an earthquake tsunami situation right there in the Cascadia subduction zone. We also have some seismic activity taking place in California. And of course, look what's happening in Oklahoma. There's seismic activity going on there. And we've always talked about the FEMA situation, where FEMA can be called in the event of a national disaster or a natural disaster. And of course, like the article mentions, the Orlando shooting. Sure, you have a situation there, the largest mass shooting.
All right, you can stop that one there, Mr. Producer. I hear the music. We'll be back on the other side of the break, and we will continue. And give me a little bit more time, listeners, if you plan on calling in. I want to get through something at the bottom of the hour.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So let's see here. There's a lot going on here. I brought this up with the guy. Play clip 16, Mr. Producer.
Network is sponsored in part by GetTheTea.com, a powerful detox tea to support your health.
Homeland Security is worried that right-wing extremists pose the same threat as Islamic terrorists. Chelsea Schilling for WorldNet Daily reports just months after Department of Homeland Security advisors claim that the threat from right-wing extremists domestically is just as real as the threat from Islamic extremism. The Department But media pioneer Matt reacted to Johnson's comments with Department of Homeland Security Secretary give up his own guns first. Homeland J, just give up your guns, Drudge tweeted on Wednesday. You go first, brah, as WorldNet Daily reported after the terrorist attack in Florida. Johnson told CBS News this morning On June 14th, he believes implementing gun control in America is critical to protecting homeland security. Yeah, we cover that World Net Daily story here.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So this is how eerie it's getting out here with this Jesuit trained Mr. Jay Johnson, Obama's pick for Homeland Security head, openly just basically calling for a communist Bolshevik style gun grab. And it still fascinates me how many people have sold out to Marxism, communism, socialism, Bolshevism, whatever you want to call it, this collective state dominates everything, top down command and control system from Washington, D.C. It's really sick and it's really degenerate. And these people, basically, they're all traitors. And nobody, have you noticed how nobody's willing to call anybody traitors anymore? When I grew up in this, in the 70s and 80s, it was a big deal if you were a traitor. Now it's almost a badge of honor, especially for the left. And even in circles of the neocon right, it's neat. It's funny to be an internationalist and to think that our founding documents are a joke and the principles outlined therein. So we've gone full-blown insane, full-blown crazy. And we're governed by criminals, out and out criminals that basically the founding fathers would string up as traitors and hang them, shoot them, whatever. This is how bad it is. It was all predicted. It was all basically prophesied. So I'm going to spend a little time with Alex Jones and this last week. This guy's been at the very front of the psyop of blaming this guy, this ISIS jihadi, blaming Islam for this. It's one of the most obvious synthetic terror incidents, whether it's a hoax, false flag, or a hybrid between the two. It's still synthetic. Keep your eye on the prize. There's too many anomalies, too many red flags. One guy with 8 exits in this club. It's just so silly to think that you could kill this many people. And he's all alone by himself with one assault rifle and a bunch of 30-round clips. And he's going to get that many shots off when you got exits all over the club. And hopefully I can get to some of the meat of the matter. But I'm going to spend some time on this this thing with Jones and this guy he's taken on to his team, Tim Kennedy, a very highly decorated special forces guy, MMA fighter, and now he's joining the Jones team, and it's basically almost a military Pentagon infiltration into his organization. This guy's still a darling of the Pentagon and so forth and so on. So I'm going to cover a little bit of this when we get back, and then I'm going to open the phone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has... may not have standing or the right. close, or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Let's dig into this Jones thing. I listened to him all week post Orlando, and it was all party line, not questioning whether the incident was truly or whether there was the deep state involved. And everybody with two brain cells to rub together. Pretty much, I even last week, if you listen to the show, I deconstructed it pretty thoroughly. But now, a week later, I mean, gosh, it's a glut of information about all the anomalies and red flags and so forth. So, Mr. Producer, we're going to start at clip four, and we've got a few places we're going to skip around and just pause, and then we'll forward ahead to the next time. But the first part, he's talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik, okay, who's a very deep state operator. And the stuff I've been talking about, the House of Saud getting ready to possibly fall, Pachinik is even saying this now. And I've been saying this for a while. I could just kind of see the machinations to where the limited hangout of the 28 pages. Now, CIA Director Brennan is saying that he's for the release of the 28 pages, which is basically just redacted 28 pages out of the completely bogus 9/11 report. You know, it's not going to throw Kosher Nostra under the bus. It's going to throw the Saudis under the bus. And so the Saudis have already struck back at saying that the basically internal factions within the government are the prime movers and shakers. It's the dual Israeli-American citizens. It's the Larry Silversteins. It's the Dov Zakheims. It's the Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon, all full of neocon dual Israeli-American citizens. And then all kinds of sycophants that went along with it, white, black, whatever, that are military people, FBI people like Mueller, George Tenet, kind of a crypto-Jewish Knight of Malta, CIA director. There was all kinds of characters involved in this thing. But so let's start at the first part of clip four, Mr. Producer.
Now, for many reasons. Number one, the king who's in charge has to put a prince who's 30 years old, totally incompetent, totally untutored, who's starting a war in Yemen, doesn't know what to do. They have 50% unemployment among their youth. They can't pump out any oil. They had to do an IPO on their oil that was there. Namely, they have to commoditize the little oil they have, and they have failed as an entity.
So we're seeing the fall of the House of Saud, potentially?
Correctly. You're seeing the fall of the House of Saud, of Qatar, Kuwait, UAE. All of those countries created by the British and the French are being destroyed. And that's happening as a result of American power, America.
And that's why we've seen the French and NATO double-crossing, trying to back ISIS?
Well,
you can stop it there, Mr. Producer, and go ahead to forward to the next time. Now, like I've been saying, I've been seeing it. I could just feel it. A good portion of northern Saudi Arabia is part. It's in the greater Israel map, folks. Okay. Now, these other little entities created by the Zio British. Okay. Rothschild already had his hooks in the British for a long time. Waterloo. We all know the evolution of the House of Rothschild. So the British Empire was basically, you had the shadow Jewish money changer government of the Rothschilds. So this entire area was, you know, basically created by them. Now, I think that they're going to probably topple some of the other Gulf states too. Why not? You know, they want to build this caliphate, okay, that's going to be controlled by the Zios, okay? It's going to be a Zio caliphate, probably housed, based in Turkey, you know. And so, and we know the history of the Young Turks, the Donma, all the crypto Jews that carried out the Armenian massacre. And so I wanted to get to this too. All of the secular regimes, Saddam, Assad, all them guys got to go. To have this caliphate, you can't have separation of mosque and state. I think the best thing to ever happen to the Islamic world is separation of mosque and state. Just like the best thing that ever happened to the Christian world, to me, is separation of church and state. And I'm saying that, and that's coming from me, from a Catholic background. And I know that a lot of the hardcore Catholics would call me a heretic for saying that, because they believe that the church should govern the state as well as the soul. But here's why that doesn't work. you've got enough jerks that get involved in the priesthood or get involved in the cleric, the various clerical classes of Islam, whether it be an imam, a mullah, a mufti, ayatollah, whatever, because that's where the political power lies. So you got people with screwed up Machiavellian kind of intentions. They have to go through that to get to where the power lies, through the religious orders and so forth. And so that's why you had all this crazy stuff happen with the papacy and bishops. These guys were – these popes, they were putting their illegitimate kids. They were giving them bishoprics, you know, this whole thing, making them cardinals. You know, it's such a history of skullduggery, because if you have political and religious power wedded under one authority, the corruption, if it gets bad, it gets so bad. Now, I'm not saying – that the secular state doesn't have drawbacks, but gosh, I mean, the prosperity in the West was created after, a lot of it was created after the separation of the clerical class from the government. And so I just think it's a slightly more preferable model. It's not perfect. You've got a lot of crazy stuff that happens, but the best thing that ever happened to the Islamic world was you had leaders like Dr. Assad right there in Syria right now, where he's got people from the church, you know, surrounding him. He's got Islamic leaders. You know, it's a society where it's not perfect, but gosh, you just want one strong man. If the strong man's bad, the suffering really, really sucks. That's just the point I was trying to make about the kind of a separation between the clerical and the class and the government. Now, this Tim Kennedy guy. Looks like a real badass. Probably killed tons of people in action, in combat, and so forth and so on. Highly trained spec ops guy. But you'll see where he's talking about tolerance and all of that stuff. And he's basically blaming the populations for what the Kalergi plan masters really have planned for, like, the populations of Europe. And he's talking about France in this instance. But you'll be able to detect where basically he's saying he's not blaming the people that truly orchestrated this. He's kind of just blaming the tolerance and the niceness of the people on the street level for what they're facing. And that's just a partial truth. So let's play the next segment, Mr. Producer.
Heaven forbid you actually say something that's not politically correct. Then you're a bigot. Then you're a racist. Then you're a misogynist, sexist. Talk about tolerance. Paris, France, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I think it's city of romance, music, culture, food, philosophy. They're tolerant for years now, a decade. They've been welcoming with open arms the refugees from the Middle East. And while their arms have been opened and letting these people in, they've been taken advantage of. Now here we are 10 years later, the tolerance that they've demonstrated, you'd think that maybe they would get some form of grace from the extremists. No, they see weakness. They're maybe misunderstanding that this kindness is weakness. And in the instance of France, it was weakness.
All right, we are just getting word now. What appears to be a shooting, maybe multiple shootings in the city of Paris. Police officials there say at least two are dead from an explosion.
Okay, pause
in
it
a
there,
bomb.
Mr. Producer. Pause it. Now, see, this is military psyops right here that this guy's running on you. We know the Bataclan Theater and Charlie Hebdo both stink to high heaven of false flag operation. Like I say, presence or absence of corpses, that's not the be all to end all. It's where the indicators there that it was a synthetic terror operation, Gladio style synthetic terror operation. And both of those were. So he's basically saying that the French were weak and their kindness is what got him hit, when actually these were synthetic terror operations. So that's totally disingenuous. Now, does he possibly not know that? I don't know, but this guy's a high-level Pentagon operative, and for him not to know that those were Gladio-style hits on the French, come on. Go ahead. Continue right there, Mr. Producer.
A shootout in a Paris restaurant.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks. French President Francois Hollande vowed to use all means necessary inside or outside of the country to defeat the terrorist army.
The scene on the ground across Paris appears to be chaotic, but what we are hearing from a French television network, that network, and this is unconfirmed, are reporting that 18 people are dead.
Europe might be lost because of their tolerance. Tolerance and political correctness, they go hand in hand. You know, they're two diseases. They're like a virus that is, like, once it's caught, you just want to stay with it. But slowly, it's eroding and killing you. You're going to die.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer, and then go ahead and forward to the next section. Now, he's right there, but that's the... You know, the magic of giving you disinformation with truth. So you had a couple false flags that happened over there in Paris, but your political correctness and your kindness is what got you attacked by these jihadis. Now, look, street level in Marseille and other cities, are there Muslims acting like complete jerks to the population in France or Belgium or Norway or Sweden? Sure. And I'll lay the rape gangs in Rotherham in England, the grooming these young girls, these young British girls for prostitution and sex slavery. Sure. I'll blame them for that. But I'm not going to blame them on synthetic terror operations, which are Gladio style hits. You got to separate the two. Street level jihad, where basically these brats get brought into the country and they get pumped up by their preachers that this is, we're taking Europe again, blah, blah, blah. I get it. That needs to be fought. But at the same time, we've got to be sophisticated enough to say, look, I see a synthetic terror operation over here. And I don't want to cast blame on somebody that possibly, you know, wasn't the real puppet master. And that's the point I wanted to make there. Now, this next segment is with this guy, Dr. Bill Warner. And Jones has been having him on, and he runs politicalislam.com, I guess is the name of it. Totally like Waleed Shubat level. Just blame Islam all day for everything without taking the Jewish, organized Jewish mafia component and putting it into the equation with Islam. You see, I've been saying this a lot lately. It's just like, look, the Islamic peoples coming into Europe are basically a proxy army of your Jesuit Jewish mafia kind of kalergi ideologues. And so it's unfortunate, and they get pumped up by their preachers, many of whom are intelligence assets. Many of them are part of the cryptocracy. They're hidden, who knows what. And it's hard to really kind of wade through all this. But this is Dr. Bill Warner, and I'm going to play a couple of his little stints there, and you'll kind of get the gist. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Soldier, patriot, was here warning us of imminent jihad attacks inside of the United States. And just 12 days later, his warning came true. Here's a video that we weren't going to air until the future in a film that we're producing that you're now going to get a chance to see today, when Ted Kennedy issued his warning. Now, some people can say, hey, you know, tell us something we don't know.
Go ahead, stop.
I understand
there,
that.
Mr.
I know
Producer.
You're informed.
Go ahead and stop it there, and then forward up to 20707. But see, you see how Jones threw this out there? This guy, he warned you that a terror attack was coming 12 days beforehand. And then it's Orlando, and Orlando's a joke. It's terrible how obvious of a false flag it is, a psychological warfare operation. So Alex is sitting here pumping this guy up like he's an intellectual stud because he saw that an attack was coming, but the attack that came was a false flag. And so, you know, I mean, it just gets really kind of ridiculous. People acting like they're prophets because everybody say, well, we're going to get attacked soon. Yeah, but who's the attacker in this case? Who was the attacker at San Bernardino? Was it the couple or was it these three guys dressed up in basically military tactical, you know, gear running around? I mean, and this is the thing. I don't want to castigate people based on faulty, you know, intelligence or faulty stimuli. It's like, look, if I call it a false flag, it's a false flag. It's like trying to blame, you know, some of these Islamic researchers. They still try to blame 9/11 on jihadis. It's just such a joke, and it just gets you to the point where you're like, are you an idiot or are you disingenuous? That's really, you know, the question. Are you an operative? You being disingenuous on purpose for profit or an agenda? Somebody funds your foundation? Or are you just really the wool's pulled over your eyes? All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. We'll finish this up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. I want to thank my producer tonight, Sam. You're doing a good job, man. I know it's a busy show, or I'm getting some work out of you. So let's resume with Dr. Bill Warner now. Kind of an interesting guy. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Our problem is not at the grassroots level, Alex. Our problem is at the top. We're betrayed at the top. The elites are selling us down the road. And it's not just on Islam, by the way. I go to Europe twice a year, and the EU has become an organization of elites that's slowly destroying
nations. Absolutely. And I mean, they're globalists, and that's why they've opened the door up for the Islamists to come in. Why is the EU allied with the Islamists?
This is very strange to me. However, its roots are in oil. I was reading a book on one of the master spies before the First World War, and something very interesting happened. And that was that the British, who had dominated the world by the use of ships, had fueled their ships with coal. And it became very clear that the future of naval warfare lay in oil. It was at this point that scholarship at Oxford and Cambridge and other university sites, began to view Islam in a more and more favorable light. Before 1920, there were some great books written by university scholars about Islam. But after the need for oil came about, all of a sudden, Britain became more and more compliant and more
That's right.
Reasonable.
And the British Empire basically set up these current states, so thought it controlled it, made a deal with it, and now it's infiltrated the global imperial model. We're not under British Empire, but the British model is still kind of the Anglo-American global government system. That's now caught the Islamic virus, and that's how it's replicating and taking over.
It is. And you know, what's really terrible about all this is everybody who's involved in accommodating ourselves to Islam view themselves as nice people. I've met people who oppose me and my politics, and their motivation is good. That is, from their limited point of view.
They think being nice and be friendly and don't be hateful. Well, they want to put my wife in a cage. Doesn't matter. You be nice and you sit
there.
You
can stop it there, Mr. Producer. And go ahead and forward to the next part. Now, think about this. If Britain was basically already in the hands of the money changers, and you know, the oil aspect, I'm sure it comes into play. But you also have to realize the Pharisee side of the house, the religious side of organized Jewry, which is about the greater Israel project from the Nile to the Euphrates. And so when you get into that part of it, sure, you know, this Rothschild mafia wants to dominate the Middle East, but it's a bigger design. And of course they view as all the wealth of the Gentiles belongs to what they call themselves Israel. It's all through the Talmud. Anything that belongs to a Gentile, it really belongs to them. It's their, you know, belief system. We'll see you guys at the after the top of the hour break. We'll open the phones up if anybody wants to call in.
That I can be its master. I will perfect
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.